Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We're welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is the air. Our desire always to increase our knowledge and understanding to the grassroots level, whereby whatever experience, understanding that you have, that we come together and we share with one another on this platform, that we can talk in love, amen, and share our biblical experience. We can't give you a certificate or any type of reward, but we're here praying that the Holy Spirit, amen, and those of you that's involved, amen, will share with us. So there's no wrong answers. There's no criticism. Amen. We're not here to put anyone down. We're coming together. Jesus said, as the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, by what you're doing. Lord, we thank you for the things that you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to touch and bind Satan's hand, the works that he's trying to do against your people. And Lord, we ask you to bless this broadcast, wherever it might be going. Oh, Lord, help fill them up where they've been torn down. And, oh, God, increase their faith and their strength and give them courage. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're here again, the Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We always ask you to call a friend and tell a friend if you can. Amen. They can always call in at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We always start off with some scripture and background, and we open up the studio. And when we do open up the studio, amen, I would desire always, amen, to not to give your name, but we would give the area code and the last four digits of your telephone number, that whereby if you want to give your first name, you can. Amen. We are not here to record anyone's names or feedback. We're here just to share the gospel, just to be here to give you a platform that you can express yourself, amen, without any criticisms or feedback, amen, to come against you or your mind, your spirit, whatever, amen. The subject is material gospel, material gospel, amen. And we start off from the book of Galatians, amen. We always express, you always hear from the first time, amen, when we do open up the studio, amen, we'd be asking amen, and we thank God. We're sorry we had a problem there, amen, for a moment, amen, but Bible says don't give up, amen. Whatever you do, whatever you go through, amen, don't give up, amen. We'll start reading, amen. Like we said before, always research your Bible, making sure that you have the proper translation, because we as Christians, our whole lifestyle is built around research. Our whole lifestyle is built around research. Jesus even said, amen, in the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, he said, seek and you'll find, knock and the doors will be open. Amen. Anybody seeking, find it, knock it, and the door will be open. Amen. So regardless of what the situation might be, wherever you are, amen, finding the right translations. I usually start out with King James, and I work from there to the American Standard, Amplified Bible, Amen. We have the New International Bible. Amen. And we have many other. We have the Bishop Bible. Amen. That's worked down. We are always, Paul was telling Timothy, that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needing not be ashamed. Amen. So it's very important for you, building up your mental capacity and your background and for your encouragement. Amen. Because Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse, say wisdom is a defense. Amen. Money is the defense. Amen. But the greatest of all, is wisdom. Once you learn something and understand it, nobody can take that from you. Amen. So once you start off with Christ, amen, it's good to go to Bible study, to have a church home, or have a study group. Amen. Make sure whoever in your circle, amen, that you can call on, that been there before you, both of you are honest, and if somebody is for you, amen, not for your money, your talent, your skills, amen. We have the same common interest. And the same common interest we'll be discussing tonight. Amen. That scripture was Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 in the King James Bible says, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Amen. But excellent knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. So it's good. Always be studious. Always learn something. Amen. And those that with you and understand you, amen, that you know they for your interest, and they can correct you and you don't feel offended. When you feel people that's not for you, amen, you can easily get offended because you don't know where they're coming from when they make a statement. But build your surroundings. Build your circle for those that love you, amen, and for your best interest. Ecclesiastes. Amen. We're starting out here at this time. Amen. And Paul is discussing here, the Apostle Paul. Amen. And he was discussing about the gospel. And it's about good news. And we are working tonight, amen, in this effort to clarify sometime, to make certain statements. I'm quite sure we have a thank God for the studio. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Amen. All different area codes, 407-954-561-850. Amen. That 561. We thank God for many of you that's coming in. Some are still coming in. Amen. Some, I know some that were just listening. Amen. We got tremendous blessing. Amen. But also we thank God for the hearers and the doers. Amen. Paul was speaking here concerning the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. The world called the gospel, it's got to be true. Whatever is witnessed to is true. Amen. So Paul is, amen, on the first chapter of Galatians, Paul is discussing, amen, about the end time. Amen. Not only about leaders, and also about the preaching of the word. Amen. I'm beginning with the first verse. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the church of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he may deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you. Let him be accursed. Amen. We can stop there because a lot been said here concerning the good news about Jesus to Christ. You know, when Jesus came on the scene, he looked for those. He was a Jew. Amen. He looked among his people. Amen. So he found it'd be best for him to leave town. Amen. And find some self-starting men. Amen. That had their own business. That was always motivated, providing for themselves. And he found Peter. Amen. The gospel of old man Peter, Simon. Amen. And he talked with them. Amen. Because they were looking for the Messiah. Messiah means Savior. Amen. The church wasn't here. Amen. The church wasn't there at that time. Amen. And Christ came on the scene. God. Amen. God came in the body. And this is always an argument, amen, among the false believers. That was God in Christ. The gospel according to John, the first chapter, it was God in Christ. Amen. It was God, the word itself. Amen. Came among his own. The own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Amen. In the gospel according to John, amen, first chapter and 13th verse, which was born not of blood, not of the will of man, not of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And Pharaoh, Pilate didn't want to know what's the truth. And that's what we were dealing with tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. Jesus is the truth. He is the truth. Amen. So, in looking in these first chapter of Galatians and the first 8 verses, you'll find Paul addressing, amen, about grace. Amen. Grace is God giving us, amen, a gift of eternal life without any price, without any qualification. All we have to do is that we want to live forever. In other words, Christ came bringing us life from God the Father. Amen. If you want to live forever, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He said, well, why is this? I haven't done anything. Well, same thing with the coronavirus. And people going around say, well, I haven't done anything. Don't need to put a mask on or be involved. Amen. The virus is, someone feels the virus is not real. Amen. But the whole world been shut down. Many, you know, have friends or relatives. Amen. Have this disease. Amen. This virus. Amen. What Jesus talks about. Amen. In the book of Matthew, by the end time, pestilence. Amen. In divers places. This pestilence hit the whole world. Doesn't matter what money you have, what talent you have, what color you have, what language you speak. These things, amen, are spiritual, and they don't have no respect for human beings. They have no respect. Amen. So Jesus talks about by the end time, amen, so people today are treating the virus is the way they treat sin. Some feel this, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be involved in it. I can't see it. I don't. It doesn't bother me. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to accept Christ because I haven't done anything. Amen. But this is what Jesus is saying. This is what Jesus is saying. Now, when he told the disciples, when he talked with the disciples, amen, God know you didn't do anything. God know you didn't do anything. But, for example, amen, these storms and these fires and flood, amen, come up on the land, and they have been, Jesus said they're coming, but you just saying, well, why should I don't need a flood, I haven't done anything to cause a flood to come to my house, my home, amen, but Jesus said they're coming because of the fact, amen, all of this was brought upon the world because of the fallen angel. This fallen angel has brought all these different problems on the world because of his conviction. He was evicted from heaven. Amen. And so sin is in the world, and I come to protect my people. I come to protect my creation. And God sent me to protect my creations. And all you have to do is accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, be baptized in water, and ask God to forgive you of your sins, even though you might not understand it, and start learning of him and walking, amen, in his good news, amen, and the news to let him know we can have victory in whatever situation is. And not only that, but you got a new life he created for you. The church is about life, eternal life. You have a new life. You're going to start all over, but you got to start here. Amen. It's like there's some brethren, you know, do races and people that remodel houses. Hey, you know, the pimp top ride, you know, rebuild a car. Amen. Rebuild houses. God is rebuilding. You accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God come in and rebuild the inside, and it flows on the outside. Amen. So Paul addressed here, amen. Paul said that, amen, the third verse, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, the creator of all mankind, and Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is a natural name, amen. Christ is the Savior. He's the Messiah. Amen. So there are some Bar Jesus and Bar Jesus in the Bible. You know, there's some Spanish names of Jesus. Amen. But here we have Jesus Christ. Amen. So that put him, the anointed one, the Savior. Amen. Paul said that he gave himself, the first verse, amen, for our sins. For our sin. That covers the whole world. It covers the whole world. From this evil, this present evil world. Amen. According to the will of God and our Father. God, Jesus gave himself, amen, and he made the payment for us. He made the payment for us. Amen. And that's the gospel. Jesus brought life. He made a payment for us to God the Father. Amen. He paid himself. He gave himself, amen, for those that would accept his teaching. Those who accept his teaching. And he is the truth. He is the truth. Amen. He is grace and truth. In the gospel according to John, the first chapter, amen. He is grace and truth. If you want to know the truth, amen, about life, amen, you follow Jesus. Jesus' teaching, the disciples' teaching. Amen. 14th chapter of John, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And Jesus said in the 6th verse, according to John, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. So, brother, man, we're looking here now. Jesus brought a message concerning truth about God the Father, about God forgiving us of our sins, and about he coming to give us life. He coming to give us life. He paid the price. It might sound boring. I know that. But across the cross stand for that Jesus paid the price for you. Paul said he did some, the Apostle Paul said he did some things. Amen. He really didn't know what he was doing. He thought, sure, the Pharisees had it all. The information, and it was on the right track, but he found out, amen, what he was doing, amen, he did it in ignorance, amen, he really didn't know. Many of us know, amen, before we came to Christ, we thought, sure, amen, we had the truth, we had the truth. So what are we saying now? Where are we going? Amen. The point is, amen, if you've been hearing and discussing, and people have been telling you to come to Christ, amen, because of the fact that God will give you a new car, a new home, a new airplane, a new truck, a new baseball, a new basketball, a pair of skates, a new dress. Amen. Going on to the material things, Christ already addressed that with his people. He addressed that with his people, but he said in Matthew 6, amen, the sixth chapter of Matthew, amen, you heard it before, amen. He says, 33rd verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I mean, all of God's teaching and Jesus' teaching, and all these things shall be added unto you. He was talking about the sparrow, amen, about mammon, man cannot serve two masters. You will hate one and love another, amen. He said, all these things, amen. He said, take no thought for tomorrow, for the tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. But you put God first. You have to put God first. And you have to understand, amen, we are servants. We will serve. We are kind of neutralized human beings. We'll float to either. We have to serve somebody. We have to be in part of some position in life. We're following a dream, a vision, a comet, or things, amen, because the human being, amen, these fallen spirits, amen, will agitate you, oppress you, unless you know what's happening, amen. We will serve the evil as well as the good. And that's what the devil got Adam and Eve, saying that, oh, you don't have to do what God says. Amen. Adam and God has turned against you, Eve, and those, amen, they got some secretly things happening. And but if you eat of this tree, in other words, I hack into everything, you'll be able to hear everything they say. You can be involved of everything because, amen, you'll be just like them. Amen. So temptation always will be with you, brethren. Don't let nobody tell you, after you got saved, you never be tempted. You never be sick. Amen. You never be sorry or disappointed because you're living in the world and you're living in a body. Amen. Until Jesus come. And that's what it's all about. Christ promised us that he always be with us. He will always take care of us. Amen. You seek, you'll find. You knock and the door will be open. Amen. If you apply yourself with God and his word through his son, Jesus Christ, you'll find the difference. So there's a hope. There's a hope in Christ. There's a hope. There's a hope. We have a hope. Amen. We have a future to look forward with because Christ is not dead. He's not dead. He's still alive. Amen. Amen. You can feel him when you go to church. You can feel him in a new song. Amen. The Spirit of God is still with us. Amen. And you don't have to drink nothing, smoke nothing. Amen. See anything all out of this world that you try to make up. Amen. Christ is with you. Amen. He'll be with you when you don't think about it. Amen. And he loved his people. He gave his life. Amen. So we have a hope. We have a hope in Christ. We have a future in Christ. Yes, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. Have you been to a place, amen, we're getting ready to open up the studio. Have you been to a place, you're just visiting, amen, yes, you get to learn and adapt, but yet and still, amen, you get homesick. Every now and then you get homesick, amen. So that same thing applies when you become a child of God, amen, you begin to be concerned about the evil of the world, sickness of the world. Amen. If you don't be careful, you forget about what God has empowered his people. He empowered his people and followers to be a witness. To witness. Just living right is powerful. Just to say no to the lottery, amen, or smoke or drink is power. Amen. God gives us that ability. Amen. You begin to pause, the old things begin to pass, slowly passing. Amen. You can do it, but you don't have no appetite. Amen. You don't see no value in it anymore. Amen. And you're looking for a better day, and a better time. You be looking for a better reason, amen, in life, amen, because you begin to lose that appetite of things around you that you know is evil or what you used to do. Yes, you're going to be tempted. The enemy is going to try to bring back all old things and old situations, amen. So the real truth, the real gospel, amen, saying that, amen, you can get tempted, but Jesus will help you. Amen. You can be lonely, but he'll make your friend. Amen. You can get sick. Amen. But believers, Book of Mark 16, say, lay hands on the sick. Sometimes you have to pray for yourself. Pray on yourself. Amen. All these things, Jesus said, I never leave you and I never forsake you. Amen. So the truth is, amen, when you accept Christ, your life will get better. And you will get material things. But you have to understand the real reality is the key to life is Jesus Christ. The key to life is the truth about life is following Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes, you can get a car, the car break down, but you can get another car. But your life is not wrapped up in a material thing. You look at the floods coming, washing away cars, washing away houses. Amen. The fire come through, the hurricanes come through. Amen. That have nothing to do with Christ. Because you got a new home in heaven. Amen. You got a new home. You got a new heaven. Amen. We're going to go to the studio now. Those are calling for the first time. You know, we always give out your area code and last four digits. Amen. Of your telephone number. Amen. So now we're in the studio now. We're looking at area code 561, last four digits, 1086. God bless you.
Greetings on tonight. To bless the Lord for the truth. That I'm not caught up. I'm not caught in materialistic things. You know, I kind of got upset today because I.
You're breaking up a little bit. Hello? I think we have to have him to call back. Amen. He's breaking up again. He's breaking up. All right, let's call back in. Let's call back in. All right, the lines are open. Amen. If you're a caller, a first-time caller, amen. Okay, we have him again. All right, go right ahead. 561-1086.
Yes, I don't know what happened. I think our phone dropped call. The internet just completely dropped on the phone. Like I was saying, I greet, amen. Let me greet Dr. Truth again and the people on the line. You know, as I was making a statement earlier, I'm honored tonight because when you're dealing with materialistic things, I'm so honored that I'm not caught up in material things on tonight because, you know, I invested in a speaker that I needed, amen, for ministry, amen, and I know for sure I was at this lady's house, and the lady was at the doctor. The lady said, well, I got to go, and I know I left my stuff at the house. So I called the lady. I said, well, excuse me, ma'am. I said, you know, you the only house I was at, you know, and sitting outside with my speaker playing some worship music. And I left, and I'd say I'm pretty sure I left my thing there. But, you know, I'm just going to try to look for me another cord and stuff, you know. And I went online to try to get a cord and come to find out they don't even sell the cord separately for the bazooka speaker I have for ministry. But, you know, on tonight, I'm grateful that I'm not caught up. And you know what? We can have all the jewelry. We can have all the gold. But you know what? When they dig that grave, what I'm understanding on tonight is when they dig that grave, you can't take that Rolls Royce with you. You can't take that Cadillac with you. I can't take my iPad. I can't take my tablet. I can't even take this bazooka speaker with me. I can't take my flat screen with me. I can't take none of this. I can't take it. It may seem funny on tonight, but, you know, I bless God for the subject on tonight. I don't know how Dr. Truth come up with all these good topics, but I bless God for the topics because they're life-changing. There are life-changing messages. Again, I'm just grateful on tonight again. I'm hoarse. I'm suffering with tonsillitis, so I'm not going to stay on here too long. But we bless God, Hands of Praise Ministry. We do bless God for being on here. And I just want to say, keep up the good work. Let us just prepare again Wednesday night. Amen. Let us prepare for another hot topic, whatever the topic is going to be. We pray God for the man of God, and we bless God for Dr. All Truth. Right.
God bless you. God bless you, Angelus. Amen. And amen. We thank God because that's one of the first work God give us all, Jesus' discipleship. Amen. He went around evangelizing. Amen. All right. We got another caller. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We thank the caller for calling in. Amen. We try not to get too personal. Amen. But somebody might have a speaker or something they want to give you. Amen. In the long run. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on the phone. Don't forget now, I wouldn't want to take anything from this earth. All right. Here we are. 561. 1413. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. So like I said, I thank God tonight, material gospel. I thank God that I take from this tonight. When I was looking at God loves a cheerful giver. So we got to give things away. We got to give the gospel away. We got to give this love away. Amen. Says John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So God was the first original cheerful giver. He gave in love. He gave all that he had. He gave his only begotten son. So if we are cheerful givers, that means we are cheerful livers because we smile, we're cheerful when everybody else is frowning. That's the Holy Ghost backed up by the anointing and agape love. So I just want to share that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And I dare not trust the sweetness frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God that the only thing I want to take with me is the Holy Ghost. God bless y'all. Bless you, Bishop Poole, and everybody out there.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. For the world today. Amen. There are many of looking around and looking at the problems and have no hope. Amen. Christ is the hope. He is the truth. Amen. He is our everything. Amen. Those that came into Christ came in the church without being taught or instructed, amen, about life hereafter. Because, amen, it's golden streets in heaven now. Oh, yeah, Revelation. You got to read the whole book, amen, the whole Bible. There's golden street mansions, amen. So we don't want to take nothing contaminated down here, amen, up there. So the real truth. The real homes, the real value. Amen. That's what got Satan kicked out of heaven. That's what got him kicked out of heaven. Amen. He was going back and forth. Ezekiel 14 and amen. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. Amen. He was trafficking back and forth. Amen. Getting gold and silver. Amen. So all the riches and God making us a new heaven, a new earth. Amen. But the question is, amen, is there, which we know, there are a lot of false teaching out there, to draw people into Christ, into the church, into religion without telling them about Christ. Amen. The whole truth that he died for them, giving them a hope. Amen. Through Christ, you have joy, you have peace. Yes, you're going to have trials and tribulations. Amen. But through them, amen, God, you know, you're going to come out of situation. You're going to come out of situation with Christ. You're going to come out of situation. All right, the studio is open. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll give you an area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. We're talking about, amen, false teaching. False teaching. It's about false teaching. And those that have been caught up material, falling after riches. And Jesus said, telling his disciples in the book of Matthew, seek first God. And how is that? You know, reading the Bible, study the Bible. You can read something, but studying it. Amen. You come across a sign, say turn right, and you don't know what the turn right for what? Why should I turn right? Amen. Turn right because you're going the wrong way. All of that, and you can see many things during the day. If you're driving, you see many things on the road, all kind of signs. Amen. But you want to know why you're doing this. Amen. So that's seeking God, what God has to say. What God has to say about it. What God has to say about it. Amen. Mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Those of you might have a question tonight or something not too personal you want to share or want to ask. All right. We're 850-2337. 850-2337. God bless you.
God bless you. I was just thinking about stewardship, being a good steward over whatever God blessed me with, and knowing that I don't have any of this stuff don't belong to me, because it's only through God that give it to me that I'm able to be an overseer, to see things clearly. When you're an overseer, you don't put nothing to your heart, because the issues of the life come out of your heart. And if I just stay focused on what I need to be doing and know that this material stuff don't belong to me, see, I can get a piece of gold or a piece of silver. It's only going to shine for a minute. I'm going to put that in the corner because I'm going to see a bigger piece of gold or a piece of silver that I want that shine a little better. But if I put riches in one hand and diamonds and rubies in the other hand, and ask for wisdom and knowledge and to direct my path and lean not on my own understanding and know who in charge. And I know who in charge, and it's definitely not me, because I'm human. I'm vulnerable to feelings. I'm vulnerable to a whole bunch of things. But when I put Jesus Christ first and I walk by faith and not by sight, and I hope, and I know that I'm living off God's grace and mercy, I know everything going to be okay. Because in his word don't come back void. I always go out and do what's intended to do. That's the way I feel about the materialistic things of this earth. Thank you.
All right. All right. Good point as always. God bless you. God bless you. We have to remember that whatever that the devil does, whatever, if anything good, there's a lot of counterfeits out there. Why? Because he wants to take from Christians. Amen. God bless his people. Amen. That's why you find the false teaching. People don't hear about life to get them caught up on material. And they forget about, amen, if you really study, God take care of his children. He want them to be blessed. He want them to, amen, to be dressed. And because that's a good example for him. Amen. We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ in love. Amen. He wanted people to say, oh, I don't have to, you know, steal or kill or shoot. I can just live right, and God's beginning to draw stuff to me. He begin to counsel you and teach you, amen, where the riches of the world is, because, amen, he wants you to be blessed, amen, and make him look good. All right, we can press one on our phone again. Amen, we're in the studio. Amen. We're talking about, amen, false teaching, really, and what the false teachers have been using is the material of this world, the material things of this world to draw you from the truth. Maybe you have heard teaching you want to talk on, or maybe it'd be something that you have seen and you know it was wrong, amen, and you want to bring that to our focus, amen, in this study, in this converse, whatever it might be, amen. You can push one on your phone, call a friend and tell a friend. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen, and you can always go to our website, www.jciministries.org, amen, .org. Amen. When you go there, you go down, you can find those of you that might want to go to the studio, go into blogtalkradio.com/doctrineoftruth, and you can pick up a lot of most programming over the years, 2 or 3 years. Amen. And a lot of more different subjects. You can go in 24 hours a day and share with friends and talk with a friend about it. Amen. So we thank God for you being here, though, of course, as always. All right, you can push one on your phone now. We're going down to the latter part of the program. Amen. And we want to discuss some things that you thought that you have heard. You need someone to explain a little bit more. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Or you like to bring out a false teaching that's going around and you want to expose it. The enemy does not want you to expose him, and he doesn't want you to resist him. Amen. James said, resist the devil and he'll flee. One of the hidden things about faith, amen, if you ever notice when you go on a mission or you go out on a trip, there are some things that if you know about, but you take your skills with you, let's say you decided you want to go on a fishing trip, you got your bait, you got your boat, amen, the map, and you, or either maybe that's driving and you want to go to another state, amen. You take all your confidence and skills with you, but you take your, amen, all that you have, then you put your trust or in something, maybe the GPS, amen, or the cell phone that you can call on, amen. And when you get there and get back, you start building experiences. Oh, yeah, well, I'll go to Africa next time. Next time I take a trip, I make contact. That's the way you build up your faith. That's what James said. What is faith without works? If you do not go out, amen, and do something, amen, and put God in it, say, Lord, I need you. You say you're going to be with me, and I need you to help me. You say, seek, and I'll find. So I'm going to put this scripture here. I'm going to see it works. Amen. I know it works, but I just need more confidence in it. Amen. So I'm going to a place, amen. So I'm going to pray and ask God to help me. I'm going to do as much research as I can. And so when you start moving out, amen, this is what James said, your faith without works. Amen. You start building, you don't realize you're building, you're working out on faith. You're walking out on God. You're walking out on instructions. Amen. So the more you go, the more you go to the hospital, the more you go to someone's house and talk about Christ or the church, or maybe just talking to a friend or relative, and you leave and say, you know, that question, amen, that really helped me to study, really helped me to study, amen. So the more you begin to apply yourself on God's word Amen. That's part two of your salvation. I've learned and seen that many times people don't apply themselves. Amen. Like this program started 2013. Amen. And we started off 15 minutes and we're at 30 minutes. Now we're at an hour. Amen. But I would just, you know, use a little bit. I learned from another minister and he taught me and I went back and forth and began to grow. And thank God for you coming in. So I'm encouraging you. Amen. Jesus is bigger than material. Amen. You can put confidence in Christ. Amen. There are things out there God will bless you with. Amen. But you got to put your, like the older people, put your right foot out there. Step out. Step out on God. What you stepping out? You stepping out on the confidence that you have and you know and you're trying God. God said, I'll be with you always. Isaiah said, keep your mind on him. He'll keep you in perfect peace. So all the time when you're going through trials and tribulations, the biggest battle is in your mind. It's always in your mind. Amen. You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You always wrestle with information. The enemy want to try your information. Amen. I had to put that out there. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. Amen. You can't depend on your truck or your car. Amen. It'll help you. Amen. Because you pray over it. Put your hand over it. Pray over it. Lord, help me get. Let me get to the gas station. Lord, help me do this. Amen. That's putting faith. That's faith. Amen. But if you need another one, need another house, another job, amen, that's faith. Amen. You put it to work. Seek. Knock. Talk. Don't let your pride get in the way. All right. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're getting ready. We're at 561 now. 5981. 561. Last 5981. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good evening. Very great message again tonight. Really enjoying it. And I can truly say it's good to have things. It's good. God intends for us to have things. But it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and let all these other things be added unto us. So God intends for us to have. There's nothing wrong to have good things in life. But let us not put God on the back burner. It's all about God first. And the Bible tells us that he's a jealous God. And once we begin to put things before him, it's not good because he is a jealous God. I'm really enjoying this tonight, and I just encourage everyone again, tell a friend, tell someone the doctrine of truth. We need to listen more, tell more friends so we can listen to this great ministry. God bless you. It's my prayer.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We can take about three more callers, amen, because we're going to go. We always like to go into prayer, amen, in the closing of the program, amen. But we can take three more short callers and like that want to give a comment, a request, or amen for prayer. You know, prayer is another hidden secret, amen, of Christianity, amen, being with Christ. You can always pick up your phone. Amen. That's the prayer line. Let's say he's like a cell phone. He's better than a phone, but, amen, you never have to worry about paying long-distance calls and texts. Amen. You can just start thinking on him. Amen. Thinking on Jesus. Amen. Begin to think on Christ. Because everything we do, once you get that mind, amen, everything you do is in Jesus Christ. You pray over your food. You get up. You read. Pray. Walk with Paul, say, man should always pray. And what that's doing, that's programming your mind. Programming your mind. Amen. You got to program your mind. Paul has said in Romans 12, amen, we got to renew our mind. You got to renew. Amen. You need to take a little lot of time to renew that coconut. Amen. Because we got some things in there. That mind is better than any computer. It is. Amen. So doing things. Walking out, amen, it stirs up. God wants to have something He, matter of fact, you already got it. If you become a child of God, you got a mansion, got golden streets. Amen. Read Revelation 21 and 22 after this program. Amen. You can see what God already got. He promised you a new name in heaven. Amen. You already got a mansion. Amen. Ain't no termites, no thieves, no bugs, no ants, eating ants, all of that. They're not in that building. Amen. You already have it. You already have it. But yet and still, he's still concerned about your reputation down here. He wants to show the world. Amen. He can take care of you in any kind of environment, any season, anywhere. Amen. But you got to learn how to put it to focus. Learn how to activate it. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. We're going down now. I think now we can take 2 more callers. I believe we might be able to take 2 more callers. Amen. Concerning material thing. It's other words, news. Amen. About material. Amen. To draw you into Christianity. Amen. There are many religions out there, brethren. Many religions, you know. But to get the right one, to be involved in the right one, maybe your cousin, your auntie, your aunt, people that you know have been drawn into, and you know they're teaching wrong, amen, but you're trying to find the right time and the right moment, amen. You can't just pray for them. That's number one. Pray for them. Ask God to show you how to help them or help them come out of that situation. Amen. When I was in Trinidad with the pastor over there and in the congregation, we had people, amen, from the Hindu, amen, and Buddha, amen. And he was saying that a lot of people giving up Hinduism because their God was getting involved in a lot of demons, amen, and find out Jesus can heal. Jesus heal people. Amen. When you accept the message, the gospel according to John, read the book of John. It'll build up your faith. It builds faith. It doesn't say faith at all in that book. You take your time and you study that book. Amen. You study all those chapters. Amen. The Lord led me to that book. Amen. So you read that book. Amen. And study that book. The Bible have hidden secrets in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The Holy Spirit wrote while men of God was under the Spirit of God. They wrote the Bible. Amen. You can see the difference. Amen. The Old Testament is the schoolmaster, the elementary school. Amen. And Jesus came up and broke it down a little bit more for we can understand. But anyway, amen. Read in that Bible. All right, we got to go in prayer now, brethren. Got to go in prayer now. We press 1 on your phone. We can take about 2 prayers for those that are on the line. All right, we're at 561-1413. Go right ahead. God bless you. 561-1413. All right. All right. 850-2337.
Father God, once again we come before your presence with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you that we're good stewards over what you've blessed us with. We thank you for Bishop. We thank you for this show. Lord, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the good news. Lord, we ask you for constant guidance. Bless each and every person on the side of my voice, their family members, their households, their business, and a solution to all their problems. Lord, we ask you, in the mighty, mighty, and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. 561-5981. God bless you. 561-5981.
Yes, Father, we want to thank you again now for another day, another blessing, dear God. Father, we ask your God to continue to bless your people. Father, help us, O God, as we continue to walk this life and do the things that you would have us to do. Father, help us again to understand that things are good to have, but let us not forget about you in the process. In Jesus' name, we pray, bless this radio station, bless Bishop Poole and the whole entire listeners. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless. God bless you. All right. Short prayer, 561-1413. All right. 561. Right ahead. All right. Remember now when Abraham came in, and God blessed Abraham. Amen. Abraham was serving with his father-in-law. He was making idols, and God brought him out of there, and God showed Abraham all the blessings. I mean, land is a blessing to have a lot of land. Amen. If you notice all the prophets, they was rich. Amen. The Levites, they was rich. God's people are not poor people. They're not poor people. Don't let nobody tell you they're poor people. No. God is everything. He's the bank. He's money. He's silver and gold. Amen. And Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, if you walk upright, Jesus Christ, he will give you things and tell you things. He will not hold any good thing from you, Matthew 7:7. But he don't want you to worship it. He doesn't want you to worship it. Amen. Worship the Lord thy God. Amen. Because he have everything. Amen. He's not a secondhand God. Amen. So we pray that your faith tonight, coming on the station and calling in and speaking, that builds your faith. Every time you reach out and do something to spread the gospel, to talk, amen, to someone about Christ, to pray over someone, that builds your faith. Amen. So you have, amen, moved past, amen, natural things, and you're now, amen, tonight, today, wherever you might be listening, amen, dealing with spiritual things. Paul says spiritual things. Amen. Remember, we always will be tempted. We always going to be, amen, sometimes falling short because of lack of understanding or stumbling blocks. But God will be with us always, even to the end of the world. Faith is hope, brethren. We got hope in Christ. Amen. We got healing in Christ. We got prosperity in Christ. Long as you keep him first, and put him ahead of everything. God bless you as always. We love you. Amen. Keep the faith. Be active in God. And be safe. Until next time, God bless you. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. God bless you.